it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, most of us are here, and those that are thrilled. Good day, America. Welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, let's keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll give you the rundown and set the table for a big Football Friday edition of The Attack in just a moment. But first, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we'll chronicle the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank each and every member of the armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Big Football Friday edition of The Attack coming at you. Obviously, coming out of in the next segment, we're going to recap the scintillating Thursday night football matchup between the Ravens and the Browns and give you my takeaways and also the ramifications of what exactly happened in that game. We'll then get to previewing all the big Week 10 NFL Sunday action. We'll then roll out of that, spend a little time, an hour or two, previewing UFC 205 and its historic implications on the sport of mixed martial arts. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Nate Davis from USA and his take on all the big Week 10 NFL action that's coming up. We'll kick off this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking here, Billy boy?
And getting open and making the catch is Seth DeValve, their number three tight end, and he's in for the touchdown. And Flacco, pump fake, throws, touchdown! Darren Waller, the tight end. Flacco throws, and that is caught, and getting into the end zone for the touchdown is Smith. And off the play fake, catch is made by Juszczyk for the conversion. And Flacco's going to go for it all and get it. Perriman makes the catch for the touchdown.
That's the voice of Al Michaels. Those highlights courtesy of the NFL Network. And it is the story of the Baltimore Ravens 28-7 victory over the Cleveland Browns on Thursday Night Football. And are you taken with that package as much as I am in that Al Michaels sounds completely bored by this football game? And I guess as we move along in this hour and recap this football game, that'll be one of the big takeaways. Al Michaels, who they pay a boatload of money to call these games, sounded completely disinterested in watching this game. And I've got to imagine the American public felt the same way, as I'm sure few watched. And the few that did yawned all the way through as the NFL gave us another lackluster primetime football game. There's no other way to describe it. 28-7, the final tally. And it really went most just as we expected it when we previewed this football game yesterday. We talked about the fact that the Browns would play hard. They would try their level best. And ultimately, they would come up short as the Ravens were just better. Are the Ravens great by any stretch of the imagination? No. They're far from a great football team, but at 5-4, they find themselves atop the AFC North, with the Pittsburgh Steelers having an upcoming date on Sunday at Heinz Field with the surging Dallas Cowboys, who have won 7 straight. So it may be a great opportunity for the Baltimore Ravens to get some separation in the AFC North race. You have the Steelers taking on the Cowboys, and you have the Giants heading out to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. So you have a situation where you've already won. You're going to get 10 days off before you face the Cowboys. You added to your lead, put all the pressure on both the Steelers and Bengals to win their contests on Sunday. Otherwise, you have some real separation in the AFC North. So the Ravens did exactly what we expected. They took care of their business. Unlike some other teams that have played Cleveland, they didn't sleepwalk through this game. We knew they wouldn't get out effort. They wouldn't get outworked. We've seen times where the Browns have taken on opponents and they've been able to stay in the game for big chunks of the game because the realities were their opponent took them lightly, and the Browns outworked them. Ultimately, they came out up short because there was such a difference in talent between what the Browns can offer and what any other team in a National Football League, not named the San Francisco 49ers, can offer. And that's what happened in this one. you know, you look at the final score and you say 28-7, and you kind of figure that the Browns went out extremely quietly, and that really in some ways wasn't the case. This was a game where the Browns fought hard. They controlled it for much of the first half, as has happened to them before. This is the fourth game this year that they've lost after leading at halftime. And that's you know, unheard of in the National Football League. You have 10 games on the season. Four of them you go in leading at halftime. You come out of none of those games with a win. Well, that's pretty unheard of in today's parity-laden NFL. You go in at halftime with a lead, there's a pretty good chance you're going to win the football game. That said, it was 7-6 Browns at halftime. Ravens took over from there. They put up 15 in the third, another 7 on the Perriman catch in the end zone in the fourth, 28-7. A very workmanlike victory for the Ravens, and they're really not capable of much more because of their limitations. You know, that's really the crux of the biscuit. The Browns are far and away the worst team in football. They're 0-10 for a reason. The team that's closest to them is the San Francisco 49ers. And beyond that, then there's the other 30 teams in the National Football League. And neither of those teams and nobody else suffers from a lack of talent remotely like either of those two teams, especially the Cleveland Browns. You know, so it's pretty remarkable that you'd go into the half leading four times and come out of none of those games with a win. And of those four times, it's two against the Ravens, which really just shows you how limited the Ravens are. They're extremely limited on offense. They're a very good defensive team, and that's why they're 5-4 on the year. That, and they take care of their business. They beat the teams they should beat. What they're not really able to do generally is step up and beat some of the better teams because they're not one of the better teams. They have a very good defense that could get better if guys get healthy. Their offense, you know, it's a beleaguered offensive line, all banged up. They don't run the ball. And Flacco doesn't have elite weapons in the passing game. He's got an aging Steve Smith. He's got Mike Wallace. He's got Rashard Perriman. You know, at this point, none of those guys is truly an elite weapon in the National Football League. No running game to lean on. Flacco still recovering from the knee injury, and he just doesn't look like an elite quarterback anymore. He sure doesn't look like the Super Bowl winning quarterback from a few years back. So the realities are very good and playoff capable on defense, solid on special teams, and below average on offense. And what it means, you'll beat bad teams because you're fundamentally sound, you're well coached, and you take care of your business. But you'll usually fall short against the better teams, and you'll not have an ability to blow out anybody because of your limitations. But what they did here by beating a team they should beat, as we talked about a little earlier on, they put that pressure on the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Bengals to win this weekend. In tilts where, in the case of the Steelers, you know, you look at this on paper with the Cowboys winning 7 straight and the struggles of the Steelers, you've got to like the Cowboys' chances. I mean, it's just the type of game that Ben and the Steelers will step up and win, possibly. But boy, the pressure is on them, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond. Because they lose, they fall back to 4-5. And they've already lost the head-to-head matchup. Same thing for the Bengals. They've got the Giants. Giants need to keep winning. Giants are an okay team, but then again, so are the Bengals. If the Bengals lose with that tie already on their resume at 3-5-1, they'd be 3-6-1. Because I don't think they've had their bye yet. I have to look up their exact record, and I'll do that in a break. But the pressure would be on. And if the Bengals lose to the Giants on Monday night, their chances of climbing over everybody and winning the AFC North would probably be pretty remote. So that's the realities, and that's what you saw. What you saw is a game unfold exactly as you'd expected. The Browns, they fight hard. They do the very best they can with no talent. They never get outworked. But ultimately, the divide between them and everybody they play as far as talent is such that they get worn down each and every week. The Ravens cruise to a workmanlike victory in a game that was painfully boring to watch as the execution for neither team was particularly good. The offenses were far from exciting. The one thing to get excited about was the Ravens' defense, which was pretty darn good. We'll pick it up right there in the next segment and also get to the continued decline of NFL ratings and talk about exactly why that's happening. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
We continue here with the attack. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that's 1-800-878-7529, the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. We prefer Twitter, as many of you do. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, focused the conversation has been on that thrilling Thursday night matchup between the Ravens and the Browns. Ravens 28, Browns 7. The Ravens improved to 5-4. The Browns fall to 0-10, which means in their history, they have now fallen to .500 for the first time. Their record is now 461, 461, and 10. Thanks to Jerry Burke for this little nugget. And when they lose next week, 461, 462, and 10. It will be the first time in their history that the Browns have had a losing record. And remember, this is a team that entered the NFL in 1950. They started playing 1946 in the old All-American Football Conference. Jerry and Bob are probably old enough to actually remember the old American football, All-American Football Conference. They played there 4 years, won four championships. The AAFC folded. The Browns ended up in the NFL. They won an NFL championship, went to, I think, four others right after that. And really, when you look at the first 25 years of the Browns' history, they were one of the great teams in football. So if you're a sports fan, and I guess if you're younger than 50 and you're not particularly well-read and don't know the history of the game, this probably shocks you because you think of teams like the Browns and the Lions, and you think they were perpetually and always bad. Well, for the Lions, for the most part, they were. But the Browns were one of the great teams in the history of early professional football. So, you know, when you see this number for younger sports fans and younger football fans, you probably took it for granted that they were almost always a losing franchise. Not the case. And it's taken years and years and years of consistent mediocrity to get to this point. But ultimately, at the end of week 11, they will be a sub 500 team in their history. They're going to continue to slide down for a couple of years. Hopefully for all Cleveland fans, Hugh Jackson, Sashi Brown, and Paul DePodesta have the right formula. And in year three or year four of this plan, real progress is going to start to show in Cleveland, because it's going to take that long. They are that far behind the rest of this league. They are devoid of talent. That's the realities. And this game and the numbers in this game illustrated, again, understand this game, 28-7, workmanlike. That score tells you the Ravens controlled this one throughout, but they really didn't. It was 7-6 at halftime. The Ravens couldn't get out of their own way in the first half. Browns weren't better. They got one drive. They got the touchdown pass from Cody Kessler to a third-string tight end, and that's how they had the lead at halftime. You know, this is also the same Cleveland Browns team that had to blow two timeouts in the first 4 minutes of the football game. You know, it's also the same Cleveland Browns team that for four quarters had 144 yards of total offense and 21 minutes and 24 seconds time of possession and was 2-for-10 on third down. That tells you what the Browns are. They stink in every facet, because when you consider how pedestrian the Ravens offense is and how mediocre Flacco played again, for them to accumulate 396 yards and 39 minutes time of possession, despite turning the ball over twice, and that tells you all you need to know about the state of the Browns right now. Any team that allows the Ravens to go 7-for-12 on third down, your defense is hopeless. We know how hopeless the offense is. But again, with the Ravens, you watch this game, do you say to yourself, here's a team that's for real in January? I doubt it. Yeah, they're 5-4. I still don't even know if they can end up making the playoffs and hanging on to win the AFC North. The offense is so pedestrian. Flacco looks so average and so mediocre and so far removed from that quarterback that signed that huge contract. They cannot run the football with any consistency. Their weapons, as I say, in the passing game are pedestrian for various reasons. They lean on that defense, and every once in a while a win in special teams, and the fact that the league is mediocre around them, and they beat who they should beat. And if they could steal one or two against teams they're probably not as good as, but because they're fundamentally sound and well-coached, all of a sudden they're 10-6 and they're in the playoffs. But once they face the best on a week-in, week-out basis, they're not going anywhere. Again, for the Browns, it's going to be a long climb. And that brings us to where I want to take this for the rest of this segment. And it's Hugh Jackson and his decision to bench Cody Kessler to get a spark from 37-year-old Josh McCown. And boy, did that not work out well. 6 for 13, 59 yards, 2 interceptions, sacked 3 times. That's the stat line on Josh McCown. Terrell Suggs terrorized him once he came in the game. You're an 0-9 football team going into this game. You are far and away the least talented team in the league. Contending or remotely being competitive beyond effort is way, way down the road. Why do I need to find out about 37-year-old Josh McCown? He's not part of my future, and he's probably not much part of my present. Our organization drafted Cody Kessler instead of a bunch of other quarterbacks that were far more highly regarded. And the same organization said, and Hugh Jackson himself said, just be patient, just watch, let the process play out. We like Cody Kessler a lot. And he hasn't been bad. Has he been great? No, but there's no weapons around him. And the defense stinks and the offense, everything stinks. But give Kessler a chance. What do you got to gain by putting in old Josh McCown? And I don't know that Kessler's the answer. He didn't show me all that much at USC that would make me believe that he is. And all the experts that so-called forecast the draft think that he was a major, major reach, and to a great degree, as do I. But what you have seen out of him on the field, when you consider what's around him, he hasn't been bad. Let him continue to get work. Don't have him looking over his shoulder, and don't replace him with a 37-year-old quarterback that's not really part of your future. Let Kessler play, see what he has, because you're going to have the number one overall pick, and you're going to have some big decisions. You may end up having to reach a little bit for a quarterback, or if you like what you see out of Kessler, and I don't think he's a long-term answer, you may take the best available player on the board who won't be a quarterback. You'll be bad again next year. You'll be drafting high. And maybe you grab a quarterback. Or you also have the Eagles pick in the first round. Maybe you grab a quarterback with that pick, depending on how they finish and how this quarterback sweepstakes shakes out. But at some point in the not-too-distant future, the Browns have to figure out what they're going to do with the quarterback position. I think Cody Kessler could be their A.J. McCarron-like backup for a long time. I don't think he can be their starter, but they better find out and be ready to go into the draft with a definitive plan. I mean, they need to upgrade all over the field. Playing Josh McCown doesn't benefit anybody. I don't know what's to be gained there. I will never understand that move by Hugh Jackson, and I think he's done the very best that he can. He's made it clear. We're stripping this thing down, and we're starting over. It's a testament to him to have added some of the pieces he added in season, like Jamie Collins, who looked like he could be a piece of a growing defense. And I think they will re-sign him in the offseason. But having this team play hard each and every week, and it's a testament to how they're coached and their effort that they've led 4 times at halftime this year. It's also a testament to their lack of talent that they haven't won any of those games. And they're the only team in the National Football League that's done that this year. Now, that's just a remarkable stat in showing you just how bad they are. And I guess finally, to bring this full circle, and it's something that we've talked about a lot here as it relates to ratings and the NFL and their concern about their primetime ratings. It's games like this. This is not a game that draws viewers around the country on a Thursday night. You knew coming into the year the Browns were going to be bad. I don't think this is a surprise to anybody. Yet you choose to put them on in prime time. And I understand why you have to do that. You have to leave something for your NFL Sunday package with a Sunday night primetime package and a Monday night primetime package. If you lop off one of the better games and put it in on Thursday night, there's painfully little available for your Sunday viewers who pay a bunch of money for Sunday ticket, or who you want glued to their local broadcast channels to watch the NFL on Sundays at 1 Eastern and 4:30 Eastern time. I mean, there's not much left to grab here. When you look at this schedule, you got Chiefs, Panthers, you got Packers, Titans, Vikings, Redskins, Falcons, Eagles, Bears, Buccaneers, Texans, Jaguars, Broncos, Saints, Rams, Jets, Dolphins, Chargers, 49ers, Cardinals, Cowboys, Steelers. If you grab Cowboys, Steelers, you got nothing going on at 4 o'clock. And if you grab Falcons, Eagles, you don't have a whole heck of a lot going on at 1 o'clock. It's a very thin schedule. It's become the problem that the NFL is having with their product. It's oversaturation. This Thursday night package is not doing anything for them. It lined their pockets, but it's certainly not going to help their ratings. We'll continue NFL Week 10 right after this.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Well, we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Our focus thus far has been on the Thursday night football matchup between the Ravens and the Browns. And we've talked about what the Ravens are, what the Browns are. We wondered why Hugh Jackson benched Cody Kessler and went to Josh McCown in this game with nothing to gain. And we've talked about a bunch of things. And let me clean up a couple of things I said earlier on. Actually, the Browns have their bye next week, and they return on two Sundays from now against Pittsburgh on November 20th. And that'll be a sure loss. I mean, you look at the Browns' schedule and you're hard-pressed to see, barring a major upset, where they win a game. And it would have to be the right set of circumstances. They play hard every week. And if they get somebody that sleeps on them, they'll win. But barring a major upset, they're going 0-16, and they're going to have the number one overall pick. And with Cincinnati and the Giants, that's actually going to be at MetLife Stadium. I apologize for that. I thought that one was in Cincinnati. So you've got two teams, as a result of this Ravens victory, with pressure on them. You know, again, we talked about the Steelers. Yes, it's in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Yes, they're a 2.5-point favorite. Yes, Ben is always better in the second game coming off of injury than in the first game when he's returning from injury. But you're also taking on a team that's won 7th straight and is perfect on the road this year. And offensively is as balanced as any team in the NFL and will put all kinds of pressure on your defense. So at 4-4, if the Steelers fall here, they're in real trouble. You know, and then you look at Cincinnati, as I said, they're 3-4-1. They lose this, they go to 3-5-1. That tie, it ends up killing them, and it has them even further back. And I don't know how they leapfrog anybody in the AFC North to perhaps win that division and get into wild card contention. So the realities are, with the Ravens taking care of their business, despite their limitations, they've really pushed everybody else in that division and put their backs to the wall. There's pressure on both of these teams to win in games where it's not going to be easy. A lot of pressure against decent opposition, at least. In the case of the Steelers against the Cowboys, very good opposition. The Giants are a decent football team. They have their limitations and their issues, but they're a decent football team that could give the Bengals a whole lot of trouble. Let's start our journey around a Week 10 NFL Sunday schedule. Start previewing some of these games as we normally do here on a Football Friday. First of the 1 o'clock tilts we'll get into, 4-5 Tennessee, just 2-3 at home. Will host the 4-4 Green Bay Packers, who are just 1-2 away from home. Green Bay comes into this one as 2.5-point favorite. Aaron Rodgers finally speaking out against his teammates and venting some frustration as it relates to the performance of this team as a whole, be it on defense, be it on offense, be it in all areas. You know, it's a team due to injury and poor execution that can't run the ball with any consistency. It cannot be a one-dimensional, imbalanced team because with a limited stable of wide receivers, Aaron Rodgers has not been able to dominate. And defensively, their defense has really, with a lot of the injuries in the secondary, taken a backward step this year. And it's certainly not a defense that was ever capable of carrying the Green Bay Packers. They went as their offense went. And their offense is middle of the pack. And that's why they're middle of the pack. The Titans aren't even that yet. They're aspiring to be that. But with their physical run game, see, they're in every game every week. And but for some terrible Mariota turnovers, their season could be a little different. They might be right at or near the very top of the awful AFC South. That said, they are physical. They pound the rock with DeMarco Murray. Mariota makes some plays with his legs and his arm. Their passing game's not as bad as people think. I know their no-name defense that I talk about how good it is all year long, got shredded last week in San Diego. But that said, that two-headed running back attack led by Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray. You get good Mariota this week, who's already thrown 17 touchdown passes. The problem has been the turnovers. I think you get good Mariota this week. I think that physical offensive line pushes around that Green Bay defense. And I think here's where the Titans pull the small upset as the home favorite. They square their record at 5-5, and they send the Packers team, who has a chance to make some hay in what's turned out to be a pretty darn average NFC North, down to 4-5 and struggling for their playoff lives. We now move on to FedEx Field, Landover, Maryland, where the Washington Redskins, 4-3-1 on the year, 2-2 at home. They host the reeling 5-3 Minnesota Vikings. Redskins find themselves 2.5-point favorite in this one. I don't really know what exactly to make of this football game. These are two pretty average football teams right now. A lot of the Vikings' issues is none of their own doing. Their offensive line is decimated by injuries. They don't have their future Hall of Fame running back, so they don't have a running game. They're not explosive in the passing game either because of limited weapons. Outside of Stephon Diggs, there's no real explosion in that Vikings passing game, and their defense, which has been good all year, hasn't generated the turnovers. It hasn't been that dominant, decimating factor over the last 3 weeks that it needs to be for this limited offense to win. Pat Shurmur's shortened things a little bit. We saw some of his touches to the offense last week, and Sam Bradford stayed upright for the most part. They can't score. I guess this is going to be a race to 20. I'll say that. Whoever gets to 20 first wins this game. And I got a feeling it's the Redskins and the Vikings continue to spiral. I don't really have any conviction here. I think the Redskins are an extremely limited team as well. Kirk Cousins is an inconsistent quarterback, to be kind. They don't run the ball particularly well, and their defense is not particularly good. I think this is two very average teams right now playing some very average football. I'll take the Vikings to... I think they're going to fall. I just don't know that they can get to 20. And unless their defense can start making some of those big plays again, I think they're going to lose. I'll take the Skins. I do it with zero conviction. More 1 o'clock action. 3-5 Buccaneers, who do not win at Raymond James Stadium. They host the 2-6 Bears, who do not win away from Soldier Field. So something's got to give here. Somehow the Bears come into Tampa as a 1-point favorite. You ain't getting me to buy that. I understand they found something in Jordan Howard as a running back. Jay Cutler, back in the lineup, has done some good things. But that Bears defense stinks. Tampa Bay decimated by injuries. They're down to third, fourth, and fifth running backs. But they still have Jameis Winston. They still have Mike Evans. And they have more talent on defense. I think this is finally where the Buccaneers get off the schneid in Tampa, and they improve to 4-5 and try and somehow stay within hailing distance of the Atlanta Falcons and company in the NFC South. We continue with 1 o'clock action. 3-5 Panthers, 2-2 at home, host the 6-2 Chiefs, 2-2 away from Arrowhead. Here's a very intriguing game. The Chiefs are a good football team, well coached by Andy Reid for the regular season. And they find ways to win. It's an offense that's limited. They're not dynamic. It's a defense which has been good but not great this year, which will benefit from the return of Justin Houston. That'll really help their pass rush. And maybe it takes it to another place. But it's always been a team that's about running the football with the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're down to their third, fourth, and fifth backs, and you never know who's going to line up behind a quarterback and dot the I for their running attack. Their quarterbacks are game managers, whether it's Alex Smith or Nick Foles. The Panthers, because of the lack of quality in the NFC at 3-5, they're still in this thing. They don't play good football, but they're at home in Charlotte. They have to have this game. The Chiefs would like to have this game, but even in the toughest division in football, if they were to drop this one, they're still in a position where they could make the playoffs. I don't know how much margin for error there is for the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers' biggest weakness is their secondary. I don't see the Chiefs exploiting that very well. This is one of those games. I like the matchup, and I like the matchup for the Panthers at home. I think they win, improve to 4-5, and slowly but surely continue to edge themselves back into the playoff chase in the NFC. Eagles and Falcons. Eagles are 4-4 on the year, 3-0 at home. Been some speed bumps along the way in the Carson Wentz era now. They host the Falcons, who are 6-3, 4-2, away from the Georgia Dome. Now, this is one of these games, the classic battle between offense and defense. The Atlanta Falcons are all about their offense. Matt Ryan, 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, perhaps an MVP candidate, as opposed to Carson Wentz, over 1,000 less yards of passing yardage, 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You then look at the two-headed running back attack. You then look at the quality of wide receivers. Now, we obviously know that the Falcons' defense, while it's improving, is far from great. The strength of the Eagles is their defense, and I think this is one of those, it's a styles make fight. It's going to be a battle of the Eagles' defense versus the Falcons' offense. I don't know that this Eagles' offense can do anything consistently over 4 quarters. I'm not saying Wentz is not going to end up being what a lot of people thought he was going to be, and after coming down to earth after the big start, I'm not saying it's all doom and gloom. But Matt Ryan can put up points against anybody. Devonta Freeman can run the ball and be a factor in the passing game. If Tevin Coleman is able to come back for this one, it'll help. If not, they have other backup running backs that function in a limited role. They'd like to get Desmond Trufant, their best corner, back on the field, as well as Dwight Freeney. That'd help their defense and help take advantage of the limitations of the Eagles' offense. But even without the certainty of those guys, in this quarterback-driven league, I'm really at this point, I like what the Falcons can do offensively. I like the way they've grown on defense. I'm not telling you they're a great defense, but the emergence of Vic Beasley has really allowed them to improve. I ultimately like the Falcons to go on a road and steal this one. It's a bit of an upset based on the point spread. Falcons are 2-point favorite on the road, and I think they'll cover and win outright. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, a lot of teams have been hosed by a lot of bad calls by a lot of officials. And, you know, we talked about it an awful lot when we went back and we revisited. Early in the week, we talked about Seattle and Buffalo and how the officials botched that one. And, you know, one of the stories I saw after I went off the air yesterday, Richard Sherman drew a fine for the hit on Dan Carpenter. And I guess that's how we'll wrap up this hour. You want to talk about a miscarriage of justice? That's a miscarriage of justice. If anybody should have gotten fined, it should have been Walt Anderson and his entire officiating crew, who will not be disciplined for how they handled the end of that first half and that debacle. Now, I may be in the minority, but I watched that play over and over and over again. Richard Sherman was offside, yes. But the whistles didn't blow until after he laid out to try and block the Dan Carpenter kick. The flags were thrown, but they were thrown behind him. He didn't see them. He's playing football. I listened. I didn't hear a whistle blow until after he laid out and blocked the kick. It's on the officials who didn't whistle the play dead earlier and call unabated to the kicker. So Richard Sherman should not have been fined. Those officials should have been fined and disciplined for how they handled it. They'll likely be downgraded and probably won't get choice postseason assignments, but more should be done. As Richard Sherman and even Dean Blandino coming out tweeting that there should have been a penalty. I guess he doesn't understand football either, and he's the head of the officials. What do they always say? Fish stinks from the head down, and well, that's the state of the NFL right now. That's a wrap on Hour 1. Hour 2, more NFL game-by-game previews for Week 10 Sunday. We'll discuss a little UFC, and we'll have a guest at 40 after hour number 2. But we're going to step aside right now and get ready to join you for a big hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We talked about foreign policy. We talked about domestic policy.
And after the meeting between President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump, Trump said he was only expecting the meeting was going to last about 15 minutes, but
The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half.
Trump with only glowing things to say of President Obama, both there at the White House right after the meeting and later on in a tweet. Trump also tweeting his disappointment at the protests over his election, which have continued for a second night.
Love Trump's hate! Love Trump's hate! Love Trump's hate!
That from an anti-Trump demonstration in Portland, Oregon that led to a bit of a riot, police making several arrests. Later today, tens of thousands of people will be lining the streets of New York City for a different reason, the nation's largest annual Veterans Day parade. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
President-elect Donald Trump not only having that big meeting at the White House with President Obama yesterday, but also meeting with U.S. House and Senate leaders on Capitol Hill. And that includes Speaker Paul Ryan, who wasn't always so supportive of Trump during the campaign. But Ryan says after his meeting with Trump,
with a unified Republican government, we can actually get things done for the people of this country. We now have that, and now we're working on putting the transition plans together to make sure that we can deliver that.
Accused of incidents in New York City and northern New Jersey, an alleged terrorist bomber is not entering a plea.
Ahmad Khan Rahami was wearing a prison suit and had a noticeable limp appearing in court. His lawyer says the alleged Chelsea bomber will eventually enter a not guilty plea to terrorism charges at a later date. Prosecutors accuse Rahami of planting two bombs in Manhattan and other ones in New Jersey, where he was injured in a shootout with police. Scott Pringle, New York.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Legendary singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen has died at 82. His death announced on his Facebook page, which noted he's one of music's most revered and prolific visionaries. Cohen, perhaps best known for his 1984 song, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Though his work also included more than a dozen albums, in 2010 he was honored with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He'd been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 years before that. Turning the tables, a retired NYPD detective now living in Newark, New Jersey, shoots two robbery suspects last night. Sarah Lee Kessler has details.
They messed with the wrong woman, the 43-year-old ex-cop, retired 9 months ago, but she was packing last night when two would-be robbers accosted her as she climbed into her car at Commerce Street and MacArthur Highway. She opened fire, wounding the pair. Police arrested the suspects as they fled the scene. They're being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
And it looks like Americans are spending less on holiday gifts this season, as the Conference Board reports U.S. households will shell out about $563 on gifts during the season, and that's down from $576 last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, here's Joe anyway, as Bob's off on this Veterans Day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And big hour two out in front of us, and we'll set the table for that in just a second. But let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour. Let's run down the myriad of ways that you can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline via your devices, whether it be our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, and also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, all that, a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You've then got the great apps, whether it be iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They also all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, and in particular today on this Veterans Day, most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. We thank each and every one of you for your service to the greatest country in the world. Because without you protecting our shores and borders, we wouldn't enjoy the freedoms we enjoy in this great country. And again, a special happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. And thank you, each and every one of you, for your service. Because you allow us to be where we are today. Again, big hour two. Next segment, we'll get through as much of the Week 10 NFL Sunday as we can. If not, if we don't finish in the next segment, we'll roll it to the middle segment of hour two. We'll then roll out of the NFL into a quick look at UFC 205. And then it'll take us home at 40 after hour number two. Nate Davis, USA Today, joins us. And we will talk all things Week 10 NFL Sunday from his perspective. We'll step out when we come back. Open phone lines at 800-878-PLAY and more. Game-by-game previews of a Week 10 NFL Sunday right after this.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Right back at you on this Veterans Day edition of the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. And again, thanks to each and every person that served the greatest country in the world. Without you, we wouldn't enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy in this great country. And not only do we thank those that have already served us and that we celebrate on Veterans Day as we do each and every day, we thank all of you that currently serve the greatest country in the world and protect these shores and borders. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to get involved again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Focus has been NFL as this is a football Friday. Weighing on anything from the Thursday night matchup between the Browns and Ravens from any perspective that we attacked it from and your thoughts on it to what you expect out of your favorite team on a Week 10 NFL Sunday. Well, we move to MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands, East Rutherford, New Jersey, as we continue our journey through 1 o'clock action. In what should be an absolutely scintillating contest, the 3-6 New York Jets, who are just 1-2 at home, host the 3-5 Los Angeles Rams, who are 2-2 away from home, in a game that could potentially set back offense about 50 years. The Rams can't play offense. It's that simple. All apologies to Case Keenum, but he's not the answer. They better hope Jared Goff is. Case Keenum is a very capable backup quarterback in this league. And if he's holding a clipboard for your team as your number two quarterback, you're fine. And you're okay with it. If he's your long-term starter over 16 games, you're miserable. And rightfully so. His opposite number for the Jets is cut out of the exact same mold. Ryan Fitzpatrick. And it's been a bad Ryan Fitzpatrick year this year to the tune of 13 interceptions. And believe it or not, Keenum actually has more yards through the air than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Todd Gurley, because he sees continued 8, 9, 10, 11, 15 men in the box, he's struggling to get going in the running game. And, you know, neither of these offenses is particularly productive. I don't even know if we're going to see Ryan Fitzpatrick on Sunday. We may see Bryce Petty. And then we'll have some idea what he has. But neither of these teams can score particularly well. I think the Jets clearly, with some of their personnel, are the better offensive team. I also think, in turn, with the Jets' beleaguered secondary and beleaguered results on defense, that the Rams are clearly the better defensive team. I don't think either team is going to score a lot of points. And I ultimately think in what will be a close, ugly, boring game, I think somehow the Jets find a way to win regardless of who their quarterback is on Sunday. You know, it's not going to be exciting. It's going to be one that you wish you weren't forced to watch. But for those like me that do what we do, I'll watch. For those that don't, hopefully you've got Sunday ticket and can find a better game to watch if you're in one of those two markets, because it's not going to be an interesting game, and it's going to be one of those friends and family specials. That said, I like the Jets. Let's head to the Superdome in New Orleans. 4-4 New Orleans, 6-3 Denver. In what's going to be a surprisingly interesting game. Lines makers have put a very interesting line on this one. They actually have New Orleans as a 3-point favorite. And the thing about the Saints, they are always better at home than they are on the road. And if this game gets into the offensive shootout that the New Orleans Saints want, the Denver Broncos won't be able to keep up. I like Trevor Siemian very much, and I think the work that he's done already, he's carved out a 10-year role in this league. I'm not saying it's 10 years as a starter. I think he's much more the A.J. McCarron, the Brian Hoyer, the Josh McCown type. I think he's a real good backup quarterback. I don't think he should be starting 16 games, but that's the cast. That's the lot that's cast right now for the Denver Broncos. And their offense will go as far as their running game will take them. Defensively, they are very, very good. They generally can stop the run. They've got the best corners. They got the best secondary in the National Football League. Their linebackers can be exposed in the passing game up the seam by running backs and tight ends. And I expect a very smart Drew Brees to try and take advantage of that. And I think this is going to be a very, very close football game. I ultimately think what it's going to boil down to, Denver comes in banged up in a major way, and I think that's going to be the difference in this game. There are a lot of guys like a T.J. Ward might not play, Aqib Talib might not play, and I think those key pieces of that defense, which is going to have to be so good in this game, is probably going to be the difference. I don't expect the Saints to have anything, any balance. Them getting a running game again and getting a running game against this group, not likely to happen. They manufactured one against San Francisco last week. This ain't San Francisco. I think it'll be a close game. I think the Saints will try and make it a high-scoring game. I think they'll succeed at that. They'll get what they want. They'll give up points because they're so bad on defense. But I ultimately think the Saints will prevail, improve to 5-4, and stay right in that race in the NFC South, while the Broncos will fall to 6-4 and put themselves in a position where they might be where they're going to be looking up at some teams in the AFC West, most notably the Oakland Raiders. Last of the 1 o'clocks, AFC South battle, 2-6 Jacksonville, just 1-3 at home, 5-3 Houston, 0-3 away from Houston. I don't know. You know, both teams have gotten awful quarterback play, whether it's Blake Bortles for Jacksonville or whether it's Brock Osweiler for Houston. Lamar Miller running the ball better than any Jacksonville running back at this point. Both teams have an explosive array, explosive and talented wide receivers. The Texans' defense is not what it was in years past because there's no J.J. Watt. The Jaguars' defense hasn't yet grown. It's had its moments. I think ultimately in a lost season for Jacksonville, they even spit the bit in this home game. They allow the Texans to go to 6-3, and while it's not a very good football team, they will take control of the AFC South while the Jaguars fall to 2-7 and ultimately grease the skids for Gus Bradley's departure. All right, we got 3 4 o'clock games and a Sunday night special to preview. We'll get to some of it in this segment, some of it early in the next segment before we roll into a little UFC 205 talk, and then we get to Nate Davis at the back end of the show. Chargers-Dolphins, the first of the 4 o'clock games. This one at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. 4-5 Chargers, 4-4 Dolphins. Dolphins thus far have not won away from Hard Rock Stadium. The Chargers are 3-1 at home. Melvin Gordon was brilliant last week against the Tennessee Titans, and that's a real deal run defense. He's starting to become something. They've got a running back. They have a great quarterback in Phillip Rivers. Weapon after weapon at the receiver position gets heard and along the offensive line. And it's why sometimes they battle consistency in San Diego. That they've had bad luck. They've had questionable coaching decisions. Defensively, Joey Bosa has emerged, and the defense is starting to get better. For Miami, Jay Ajayi has become the bell cow of that offense. And with him running the football and providing a physical presence and allowing Ryan Tannehill to do a little less, it has sure helped this Miami Dolphins offense an awful lot. But the realities are, I think the Charger offense is far better than the Miami Dolphins offense. And I think in this one, while the defensive advantage clearly goes to Miami, I think San Diego is just better. Their ability on offense to control things, I think that'll be the difference. Home cooking will help. Miami having to come across the country. So I like San Diego to win what I think is going to be a very close and dynamic game. We'll get to the rest of the NFL Week 10 Sunday action next, and then we'll roll into UFC 205 right after this short timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sorry I'm late, I just don't give up.
Well, that's the edited version of what Conor McGregor had to say as he entered, not promptly, a bit tardy, at the UFC 205 press conference here in New York. And we'll get to that in just a second. But we need to finish up Week 10 NFL Sunday. We got a couple of 4 o'clock games and a Sunday night special, which looks like it has the potential to be pretty interesting. Steelers, 4-4, 3-1 at home. Under a lot of pressure with the Ravens improving to 5-4. And the Ravens having beaten them in their head-to-head matchup this year thus far. They host the Dallas Cowboys, who are 7-1, winners of 4 straight, and a perfect 4-0 away from AT&T Stadium. Pittsburgh's 2.5-point favorite in their own building. Ben looked terrible last week. Despite what a lot of people say, I don't think he looked healthy at all. I think he looked labored. The offense labored until late. They don't trust Landry Jones to play. Otherwise, Ben would have got an extra week off, and they lost anyway. You know, everybody always talks Ben on the first start coming off of those injuries, 2-7, and he'll round into form. And a lot of the conventional wisdom says the Steelers rally, find a way to stay even with the Ravens, win this game. Ben comes up big, rounds into form. He's healthy. Everything's fine. I don't know that I buy that. The Steelers' defense is not particularly good this year. This Cowboys' attack is balanced. Ezekiel Elliott, Alfred Morris, best offensive line in football, pound the rock like few others. They've got Jason Witten back involved, Dez Bryant back involved. Dak Prescott has not been hidden as a quarterback over the last 4 or 5 weeks. So they're making plays through the air, making plays on the ground. And it's a defense that's been better than many expect. And I can make a case it's actually played better than the Steelers' defense this year. So I don't know where the Steelers' edges are. You know, when you compare the health of these two offenses, the Steelers' offense not nearly as healthy, which means not nearly as productive. It's incredibly inconsistent. And if they can't run the ball this week, I think things are over. So unlike a lot of people who forecast that Steelers win, I think the Cowboys come into Heinz Field, continue their winning ways, as painful as it is for me to say it as a huge Giant fan, and they take the measure of the Steelers, deal a blow to the Steelers, knock them down to 4-5 on the year, and have them a full game back of the Ravens, with the Ravens having the advantage in the head-to-head matchups thus far. Deals a blow to the Steelers' playoff chances. Even if they can't win the division, they keep losing games, they may be hard-pressed to get in as a wild card, and it's a very, very good team, maybe on the outside looking in come January. Last of the 4 o'clock, University of Phoenix Stadium, Glendale, Arizona. The Arizona Cardinals host the San Francisco 49ers. Arizona is a 2-touchdown favorite, and rightfully so. As disappointing as Carson Palmer, David Johnson, and company have been, the 49ers, as I said, them and the Browns are far and away the two least talented teams in the NFL. And everybody else, way ahead of them, even the worst of the rest, way ahead of those two teams from a talent standpoint. And it will show in this one. Cardinals have to keep winning if they're going to get the playoffs. Well, here's where the winning starts. Home game against the 49ers. And finally, the Sunday night special, which I think will be pretty special. 7-1 New England, 3-1 at home. They host 5-2-1 Seattle, who is 1-2-1 away from the great Northwest. This one will be in Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. New England comes in as a 7.5-point favorite, and rightfully so. Defense is very, very good. Offense is lethal. This offense is absolutely lethal. And to me, that's the difference in this game. We saw a very good offensive effort last week on Monday night with Seattle against Buffalo. Russell Wilson looks like he's getting healthier and healthier. And that's very, very good news for the Seattle Seahawks and their offense. They've got some pretty darn good pieces on that offense in the passing game, led by Jimmy Graham. Doug Baldwin, and depth of weapons at the wide receiver position. They can't run the ball. The offensive line stinks. Bill Belichick's a brilliant coach. He will exploit the lack of balance and the lack of quality in certain areas on this Seahawks team. And against a very smart coaching staff and a very talented defense, I don't expect Seattle to be able to shine offensively. And defensively, no Michael Bennett, no Cam Chancellor. It's not the same Seahawks defense as it's been in years past. Tom Brady will pick them apart. Because unlike most teams, Brady and the Patriots, they don't have to have balance. If you force them to throw it 50 times, they'll do it. If you force them to run it 50 times, they'll do it. And they'll be successful either way. Those tight ends are impossible to cover. Chris Hogan has emerged as a vertical threat as a wide receiver. And then I have all the other usual suspects. I think New England takes this one over, and I think they take control. Probably win by 10 to 14. But it'll certainly be a well-played, high-quality game, and the class of the New England Patriots will show in this one. So I like the Patriots to roll. Those are your picks for a Week 10 NFL Sunday. Now let's move on to UFC 205. You heard at the top of the segment the comments from Conor McGregor, and this is going to be an incredible card, top to bottom. This is the best card that the UFC has ever put on. And this is the kind of card they were hoping to have for UFC 200. And they didn't get it. You got Eddie Alvarez, the lightweight champ, taking on the featherweight champion, Conor McGregor, for Alvarez's lightweight title. You've got Tyrone Woodley taking on Stephen Thompson for Tyrone Woodley's welterweight title, and Thompson's a number two contender. You got a world strawweight title matchup, and Joanna Jędrzejczyk is a great fighter. And I think this is going to be a terrific matchup for the ladies on the main card. Chris Weidman, the number two middleweight in the world. Yoel Romero, the number four middleweight in the world. This is another dynamite match. It's a deep, 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 talented main card. When you look at the prelims, it's Frankie Edgar, it's Jeremy Stephens at the top of the prelims. And then you go from there. I mean, from 8 o'clock right up until, I don't know, 2 in the morning, some of the best mixed martial arts action in the world on the deepest and perhaps best card that the UFC has ever put on. And it's headlined by Conor McGregor, who has very quickly not only become the face of UFC, but he's also finally the first star to break out in such a way that he has become bigger than Dana White and the promotion. Over the years, what's always been a common thread is that there was no single fighter in mixed martial arts bigger than the promotion, bigger than UFC. And today is, this day and age, this is the exception. And Conor McGregor has been the first fighter in the history of the UFC to become bigger than a promotion. Dana White tried to flex his muscle, pulling him off of UFC 200. The card stunk. Everything disappointed. UFC 205, McGregor flexed his muscle back. Showed up to the press conference when he wanted to. Normally, something that Dana White would make a Conor McGregor pay for. He doesn't have that stroke anymore. This is the biggest personality in mixed martial arts. And finally, there is a fighter within this sport with not only the talent, but the big-time personality to transcend the promotion. And when I mean the promotion, I mean the company, not promoting the fight. He promotes fights. He reminds you of a Muhammad Ali. It's one part Muhammad Ali. It's one part Roddy Piper. I mean, it's one part great boxing or great combat sport promotion, and it's one part pro wrestling. There was a chair involved at the press conference. It was late. It was crazy. they have finally found a personality bigger than the promotion. And he really doesn't care. He's going to fight. He's going to do things on his own terms. And now that he knows that he has the hammer, boy, he ain't going to make things easy on Dana White. And for the first time in a that Dana White can ever remember, he's got somebody to tussle with. Yeah, he has some nice advantages in that he can build fight cards around this dynamic and winning personality that the world wants to see fight. But at the same time, you know that Conor McGregor is going to be a nightmare for Dana White to deal with on every level. Every level. It's going to be a nightmare for him. It's not going to be like it used to be where the promotion, the promoters, the Ultimate Fighting Championship and Dana White held the hammer. Conor McGregor holds the hammer. He'll fight who he wants, when he wants, show up when he wants, and do what he wants. But man, I'm looking forward. UFC 205 stack card. First biggie in New York City, Madison Square Garden. The joint will be packed. The eyes of the sports world will be upon Madison Square Garden for UFC 205. Back to the NFL we go. Nate Davis, USA Today, joins us next. So you be sure to keep it where it's at.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. But now out to the phones where we bring in from USA Today. He's their NFL national beat writer, and he's Nate Davis. Nate, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Joe.
I guess the place we'll start, we'll go back and visit another scintillating Thursday night matchup. And I guess the only question I really have coming out of this, because I think we all know what the Ravens are. They have a good defense. They're good enough to beat bad teams, not good enough to really beat good teams with any consistency. I guess the big question I have is, what was Hugh Jackson thinking beyond what he said on the surface in benching Cody Kessler to bring in Josh McCown, who's a 37-year-old quarterback, and this is a winless football team that's 3 years away from being any good at all?
Yeah, Joe, I mean, to me, that was a real head-scratcher. You know, Cody Kessler has played, you know, reasonably well, you know, on obviously what is a limited offense, and kind of the same thing last night. And then, you know, Josh McCown comes in, and the game really gets away from him. So, you know, I don't know if Kessler had some injury they didn't want to disclose. You know, obviously he had a concussion a few weeks ago. You know, you can't even say that they wanted to put Josh McCown out there to kind of showcase him as trade bait since the trade deadline's passed. So, and earlier, you know, even saw, you know, Kevin Hogan out there running kind of some read option plays. So they really kind of ran three guys through there last night. I just don't know that, you know, I don't see how they're building any kind of continuity for a franchise that's obviously desperate to get that at some point.
Now, I look at Kessler and, you know, I don't think he's ultimately the long-term answer for them, but I certainly think he's carved out a niche in this league in his limited opportunities and could be one of those A.J. McCarron, ultimately Trevor Siemian-like quality backup, you know, Brian Hoyer, the guys like that. I think he could be a quality backup quarterback in this league for a decade that if you had to go to him, if your starter got hurt, your season's not over. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, again, I think the same thing. And I think at this stage, you know, it's important to give Cody Kessler snaps, let him develop, you know, see what you do have in him, you know, and see if he's a guy that you are comfortable being, you know, as at least your long-term backup. And you never know. I mean, you never know how these guys will pan out. I mean, nobody thought that Dak Prescott was going to be, you know, a long-term face of the franchise kind of starter as a fourth-round guy. And, you know, he's working with quite a better supporting cast than Cody Kessler is. So, again, you know, I guess I would have less of an issue with it if you were also trying to give Hogan some time and see what he can do. I mean, a lot of people like him coming out of Stanford as backup material, but we all kind of know Josh McCown is at this point. So, again, it just kind of defies logic to throw him out there, really, for any reason.
One more question. I know I'm spending an inordinate amount of time on a winless football team, but I guess this question is going to come out of left field a little bit. The Browns know what McCown is. The league knows what he is. He's 37 years old. He's quite a capable backup at this point in his career. At the deadline, you're 0-10. You're going nowhere. You don't need a capable backup quarterback. It's like a losing team in baseball hanging on to their closer. Why not turn him into some sort of draft pick at the deadline, number one? And number two, if you're one of these contending teams that lacks a capable backup quarterback, and if your starter gets hurt, your season is over, why not pay a premium and make sure to bring in a capable backup akin to Josh McCown? So if that does happen, you have the protection. Because we see what happens to these teams when their starters go down if they don't have a capable backup. The Steelers rushing back Roethlisberger because Landry Jones flat out can't play.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue there is that, you know, Josh McCown doesn't exactly, you know, come for peanuts in terms of salary, and I'm not sure, you know, if you're another team, if you really want to bring him on, and if you've got the salary room to do that, and you also got to wonder too, you know, Josh McCown has had the one outstanding year with the Bears in 2013. You know, great job filling in for Jay Cutler that year, goes down to Tampa to be a starter the following year, and absolutely face plants. And I think one of the big things that Josh McCown brings to a team really. Is that he is an older guy who's been in the league for a long time and really takes the mentorship side, the player coach side of the quarterbacking job, very seriously. That's one of the reasons that they wanted to team him up with Johnny Manziel, is to kind of help tutor him through. Unfortunately, he didn't have a willing pupil there, but I think to some degree he's got limited value, and I'm not sure that if the Steelers or any other team, you know, you're really willing to part with much more, maybe than just free agent money, minimum salary kind of money. For a guy like Josh McCown, and it's certainly not probably something that, you know, the Browns were kind of known to be looking for some kind of fourth-round pick for Josh McCown earlier this year. I don't think you're going to pay that for him.
And that's fair enough, and I get where you're going, but I'm starting to get of the mindset that if you're a contending team, you have to think seriously about overpaying in the form of mid-round draft picks for these kind of guys. Because you think about it, I'm not talking about teams that don't have a chance to make deep runs through the playoffs. I'm talking about those handful of teams that are really viable contenders for deep runs through the playoffs. You've got to have a backup quarterback that if your starter gets hurt, even if it's for just a couple of weeks, that can come in and kind of stem the tide the way Cincinnati has A.J. McCarron, the way, say, a Brian Hoyer when he's on a contending team. Guys of that ilk. And if you don't, you end up doing what Pittsburgh did, and you simply rush, you know, Ben Roethlisberger back because a Landry Jones is incapable. That's kind of where I'm going. Do you think in time we'll see the mindset change, and we'll see, because quarterback is the most valuable position on the field, that teams that are contending will start to overpay in the form of draft pick compensation and dollars for those capable backups?
Well, I mean, I think teams approach backup quarterbacks different, and I was suggesting more that I wouldn't be surprised if probably the Browns were you know, asking for more of a higher draft pick than teams wanted to part with for Josh McCown, and maybe that's what you're saying too. But you know, I think you look at what he did last night based on his performance, and again, you look back at what he did as a starter in Tampa and this year with the Browns. I mean, he has some flashes of being good. And I realize that, you know, if you want just a guy to be, you know, carry the water for a game or two, maybe that's okay. But I think most teams, if you've got a veteran like Ben Roethlisberger, and I think the Landry Jones example is certainly a valid one, you tend to have an older established guy. You tend to have a younger developmental guy as your backup quarterback. And if you've got a younger, you know, developing guy as your starter, you tend to have a Mark Sanchez kind of guy as your backup. It's kind of what we're seeing in Dallas right now, until Tony Romo obviously is ready to come back and at least be the number two. But I don't think you see too many situations where you have two veteran guys. And again, I think you have to go back and ask yourself, Josh McCown is 36, 37 years old at this point. You know, you'd be asking him to come in and learn a new playbook on the fly. That's obviously a big ask for anybody to come and do. So I just don't think that, you know, in this particular situation, I probably – he's the kind of guy that is going to generate much interest in the trade market, and I think teams generally are just much more willing and comfortable to go with guys, whether young or old, who have been in their system for certainly the training camp, and in some cases like Landry Jones, for years.
I think that's fair. I don't necessarily agree. I ultimately think at the start of the season that these teams should have different plans. I saw the Chiefs acquire Nick Foles behind Alex Smith. And, you know, but again, I think there's something there for teams that are contending to think about going forward as they make their offseason laundry list. That said, we're joined by Nate Davis from USA Today. We should probably get into some of the better matchups in what is a rather lackluster Week 10 in the NFL. And we spent some time talking about the Steelers. Steelers-Cowboys. Everybody says that Ben Roethlisberger, first week coming back from injury, awful 2-7 record in his career, coming off of missed games due to injury. They all say second week back in his own building, Cowboys coming in, Steelers have to win, they'll take care of business. I looked at Ben, he looked like he was laboring to me. I don't know how quickly he rounds into shape. They couldn't run the ball. The defense hasn't been particularly good this year. How do they upend the Cowboys?
Well, I think you kind of hit on it. I think they need to do a better job running the ball and just getting the ball into Le'Veon Bell's hands one way or another. I mean, if you look at the numbers since Le'Veon Bell got back, they were actually more effective running the ball the first few weeks with D'Angelo Williams than they have been since. And I realize that part of that equation is that Le'Veon Bell splits out quite a bit, and they get him the ball in other ways. But he hasn't gotten into the end zone yet, and I think they're still kind of waiting for him to either they're waiting for him to make the impact that's expected, or they're just not doing a good enough job showcasing him. And, you know, Antonio Brown has been kind of quiet the last few weeks as well. So I think they really need their big players to step up. You know, Mike Tomlin has kind of stated that they need another guy in that offense to take on a bigger role. You know, maybe it's Ladarius Green at some point when he comes on. But I think this is kind of the part of the season where they're missing Martavis Bryant and what he brought to that offense. Obviously, he's not coming back till next year at the earliest. But I think, you know, the way that team is built, they need to outscore other teams. So I think they need to get back to doing that. And hopefully, you know, they're hoping this is the week they can take advantage of a Dallas offense or defense. Excuse me.
You know, speaking of teams that outscore people, Nate, the New Orleans Saints, they've squared their record at 4 up and 4 down. They host the Broncos. We always talk about how different this team is on that fast track of the Superdome. Broncos certainly aren't built to outscore anybody. They're built on their defense, and their defense is banged up. Is this a spot where the Saints really have a real chance to pull the upset here?
Yeah, I think they've got a real good chance. And I think maybe they found something last week with kind of the timeshare between Mark Ingram and Tim Hightower. I think that was the most yards they'd ever rushed for in the Sean Payton, Drew Brees era. You're talking about 10-plus seasons there. So I look for more of that, and particularly since, you know, the Broncos are quite vulnerable against the run. They're not going to have Derek Wolfe this week, so that further limits what they're able to bring up front. I'm not sure if Akeem Slee's going to be back yet, but I think the Saints' offense is looking like a multi-pronged attack all of a sudden. And like you said, they're good there on the fast track. Brandon Cooks is a hard guy to cover one-on-one. Mike Thomas is certainly developing into a bona fide target there. And if no Tlaib, you know, that could be a very big ask for the Broncos to win that game.
You know, I look at a couple. God bless you there. I look at a couple, and you're struggling through, and we do appreciate it. We'll let you go in a couple of minutes here. A couple of NFC North teams that are really on the brink in many ways, the Vikings and the Packers. They both head on the road, and they face okay football teams. How do you think their weekends shake out, and how do you think they're looking at things at about 4:30 Eastern time on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I mean, I think both those teams are in jeopardy of losing road games. The Packers are starting to stretch here where they're going to play 3 in a row on the road. The Vikings are catching a Redskins team that's coming off a bye week and obviously very capable offensively. You know, we saw last week that the Vikings have to be more stout defensively. That group's got to carry them. They buckled the end against Detroit. They're going to get limited returns at this point from the offense. So I think the Redskins look strong there. And I think the Titans are a team, despite the face point last week. We're not talking about them enough. And I think there's a very good chance that, you know, they're a tough team, plays good defense usually, runs the ball well. I think they're a viable contender in that AFC South division.
Which says something about the AFC South. Real quick before we let you run, you got Falcons-Eagles, the Falcons offense versus the Eagles defense. Real quick, which one prevails? Is it the better offense or the better D in Philly?
Well, look at what the Giants did to the Eagles defense last week, specifically Odell Beckham. If I'm an Eagles fan, I'm worried about what Julio Jones can do. And to me, the big thing with the Falcons this year is they have spread the ball around. You know, last year they force-fed Julio, had limited results offensively. This year they've got Mohamed Sanu and Tevin Coleman when he's healthy that just make that a much more diverse attack. So I think given the fact that the Eagles offense, again, another one with limited returns, not a whole lot of weapons around Carson Wentz, he's trying to learn the game. I think they're going to have trouble keeping up with Atlanta. And that's another team like the Saints, but I think they can easily outscore you. And I'm just not sure that the Eagles can keep pace with that as good as their defense is.
Nate, thanks so much for a few minutes. Go gargle with some razor blades like I do before I come on the air every morning. You feel better. Really appreciate you gutting it out. You gave us some great insight. Look forward to doing it again as the NFL season continues to unfold in front of us.
All right, hopefully I won't sound so sexy next time I talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks much, Nate. Bye-bye now. Nate Davis, USA Today, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Next, we'll tie a bow around this Football Friday edition and get you ready for your weekend. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we tie a bow around this Football Friday edition of The Attack. Great show. I want to thank Nate Davis from USA Today for coming on board, giving us some great insight, gutting it out, having a little bit of throat issues, but gave him my advice, a little gargle. The razor blades were a joke, but, you know, a little Listerine, maybe a little brandy, a little something along those lines. He'll get the pipes cleaned out. He's a great writer, brings great insight around the league, and he really gave us some great thoughts on everything from the value of backup quarterbacks, the state of the Browns, the Steelers, you know, all the major stories. A couple more we would like to have gotten to, but I took a lot of time with a winless football team. And just some general direction issues. I try to gain some insight that way. So we appreciate Nate Davis giving us his thoughts on the National Football League as Week 10 has already kicked off with the Thursday night matchup. And it's going to continue with an okay slate of games on your NFL Sunday. Got UFC 205 tonight. Got a great slate of college football. Again, it's going to be another great sports weekend. I want to thank Nate for joining us. I want to thank Jerry and Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time and providing some good 411. I want to thank all of you. Again, for you veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service to our country. And until we do it again on Monday, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.